what it means to me is that a man who was once a prisoner for some 20 or more years, unjustifiably, because he was against the horrible regime of apartheid, still had so much faith in this country, in its people, most of all in humanity and justice, that he kept the spirit that said throughout all that time, let us unite. Yes, become a one South Africa, a united South Africa. But even more importantly than that, he said, let's become a united world for all people. And so I'm just happy that I had the honor of meeting him, laughing with him, meeting his family. I remember clearly on the night that I said I accept this Oscar in honor of Nelson Mandela, the radios and televisions in South Africa at some point, at a very close time of that day, begin to click off and not no longer play Stevie Wonder music. But I felt good about that. I felt good because I knew that ultimately God would give me, would give all of us the glory. And if my songs inspired people, and if I could be the music behind the spirit of a great man as was Nelson Mandela, what's a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a few years without Stevie Wonder music?
You spoke today at the United Nations, and in your speech you called for a moment of silence for victims of gun violence and terrorism. You're an American, and your country is going through a particularly tumultuous time at this moment in terms of police brutality against African Americans and also the outrage this has entailed and shooting of police officers. What do you make of this era as one who has always promoted racial harmony and tolerance?
Well, I think wrong is wrong, no matter how you put it. No person in the world has a right to take a life. No one has that right. I know we have wars and all that, but at the end of the day, my belief is that we were made in God's image. And I don't care what religion you might be, at the end of the day, you know that we were all made in the highest, most highest image. And so when you hate someone, you're hating God's image. When you kill someone, you're killing God's image. When you dislike someone because of their religion, or the color of their skin, or their ethnicity, you're hating God's image. So I think that it's time for people to grow up and grow out of this place of evil. For evil is not of God. As to the violence, and as to the terrorism, again, I say the same thing. It's a heartbreak to see people die, whether they be citizens or people that are enforcing the law. I think that everyone has to be accountable, held accountable for what they do. It doesn't matter what position you hold. It doesn't matter what citizen you are. Because ultimately, we are going to all be accountable to God, the Most High.
Today you quoted from your song As, you know, a lot of people around the world love that song. And that song too was used by the police chief in Dallas, where five police officers were killed. He used it to give hope at a memorial service to their families. Why do you think that song is so poignant to so many people?
Well, you know, God gave me the song, and I just feel honored that that song came through me. I was given that song, and I thank God for every song that I am given. And if that song inspired and if it touched the people that needed it at that time, I am so honored. But remember, it was given to me, and so I only have the right to pass it on. My heart goes out to those that have died and were killed, whether it be in France or whether it be in Texas, whether it be in Louisiana, whether it be in Michigan. And I still say that we have to do something about the gun laws. People have to be more accountable for guns. You can't, because of your rage, decide you want to kill someone. You're going completely against everything that life stands for. So I do pray that we grow up and grow out and in to the love that we're supposed to be spreading.
And finally, Stevie Wonder, for decades your music has touched people around the world. And of course, you are a UN messenger of peace. What role do you feel music has in helping the United Nations achieve its objectives of the things you stand for: racial tolerance, harmony, and a just and equitable world for all people?
Well, I think that, you know, as we enjoy hearing the birds sing every single day when we hear them in the morning or throughout the day, is as important as songs, hearing songs, songs that inspire and lift us up. You know, there are songs that were played when children were conceived. There are songs that were played at weddings and celebrations. There are songs that lift people up when they're down. There are songs that make people laugh and dance. And I think that those are the most important songs. There are songs that talk about the things that we need to fix, and those are important as well. As a song says, without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Stevie, thank you very much. Stevie Wonder, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for speaking to United Nations News. And I know you said you're not going to sing for us, but is there any final message you would like to leave with our audience?
You mean a song? Is that what you're saying? I see how you're doing that. I love you some more. Dun, 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 dun. I love you some more. And it never go away. I love you some more. And you can put that down forevermore. And I'm not trying to rhyme right now, because I'm feeling shy right now.
Stevie Wonder, thank you so much. What an honor to have met you today.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Happy Nelson Mandela International Day.
Thank you so much.